Researchers with the University of South Florida are teaming up to document concentrations of metals in the Gulf of Mexico. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros reports very little data exists on that right now.
Last summer, scientists with the Fish and Wildlife Research Institute and USF started a project to find iron, copper, cobalt, cadmium, nickel, manganese, and zinc in the Gulf. The goal is to find how much of these trace metals come in and out at different times of the year, and how they affect phytoplankton, like Karenia brevis, the organism that causes toxic red tide blooms. Kristen Buck is a scientist with USF working on the project.
As you change the dynamic of what nutrients are available, you get different organisms growing better or worse, and that fuels food webs and it builds our system.
Buck says not much is known about these metals in the Gulf compared to other elements because they're difficult to study. And there's been a new hurdle, coronavirus. They were able to take samples back in September and November, but the pandemic has stifled their progress. Buck is hoping to get back out on the water with her team soon. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF 89.7 News.